Service safe.
Professor Buzzkill. Mini-Mix.
Yes, indeed, Buzzkillers, it's your favorite professor here with your mini-myth for the week. This one's about the story that the 1965 blackout increased births 9 months later. At 5:16 p.m. on Tuesday, the 9th of November, the lights went out in large parts of the northeastern United States and in the Canadian province of Ontario. A protective relay in the system that covered those areas was set too low, and when there was a surge in current demand, that relay tripped and cut off the electricity to much of the whole area. The megalopolises of New York, Boston, and Toronto were plunged into darkness by 5:30 p.m. as the power went out. Only some hospitals and other institutions that had their own power generators were spared the blackout. Affected areas stayed dark and without electricity until 7 a.m. the next day, November 10th. Not only did this affect rush hour in all those places, it cut off the power to a number of, shall we say, entertainment options that people normally enjoyed. Televisions went dark, movie theater screens went dark, and only transistor radios stayed alive. What were people to do? Well, the story, as most of you have probably heard, is that 9 months later, almost to the day, the birth rate spiked in those areas. So, apparently, when people looked at their TV and the blackout meant there was nothing on, they turned to their significant other and said, "Let's get it on." I hope I don't have to explain the biomechanics of what allegedly happened that night any further, but 9 months later, more babies were born in greater numbers than would have normally been the case, so the story goes. These blackout babies, as a story, have been with us ever since. In fact, the story is so commonly known that almost every time there's a power outage, jokes fly around to the effect that, well, the birth rate will go up in 9 months. But as you might guess, it's a myth. All of you buzzkillers can be forgiven, however, for believing this story, because three reports in the New York Times in early August 1966 said that this happened. The Times had interviewed several maternity doctors from Manhattan hospitals, and they said that they had noticed an increase in births 9 months after the blackout. They didn't give any numbers. It was a very impressionistic conclusion. But as statisticians and demographers tell us, the problem is that the birth rate always fluctuates somewhat day to day, week to week, month to month, and year to year. These fluctuations are kind of normal. It's an ebb and flow. They're not dramatic and, statistically speaking, not significant. If the blackout baby stories were true, the spike in August 1966 would have been greater than a normal fluctuation. But that spike wasn't. It was just a normal fluctuation. The late Richard Udry, professor of sociology at the University of North Carolina, examined this story carefully and in detail. In an article in the August 1970 issue of the scholarly journal Demography, he proved comprehensively that the blackout baby spike didn't happen. In fact, the increase in births in August 1966 was minimal, and it was nothing more than a tiny baby bump on the statistical trend of that year. Other scholars have shown that the stories of baby booms 9 months after crises that keep people indoors without normal entertainment diversions are also unfounded. So why do people continue to believe this story? Well, Professor Udry had a pretty good explanation. "It's evidently pleasing to many people," he wrote, "to fantasize that when people are trapped by some immobilizing event which deprives them of their usual activities, most will turn to copulation." Well, the blackout baby story is not true, but I don't want to squash your fantasies, buzzkillers, with the scholarly language of statisticians and demographers. My advice is that if the lights go out in your town, love the one you're with. Talk to you next week.
Epicast.